Welcome everybody to Student Body Right, the complete college football podcast. I'm your host, Nick Vlinchek, better known as Nick from CWE, and I'm super excited to come here with the introductory podcast for Student Body Right. For those of you who don't know me, which is probably most of you, I was one half of the dynamic duo who produced College Football Pros a few years ago. It was a fun time. Did that with my buddy Drew Vandura. I was going to do this podcast with Drew. Unfortunately, Drew kind of got a little busy. And more props to him. He's seeing some success in his personal life with a business he's running. So got to take that money when it comes your way. I am also busy, but this is something I really wanted to do. I definitely have a passion for college football. College football season is right around the corner. And when I say right around the corner, I literally mean that it's starting this weekend. Week zero, we've seen it over the last few years, have a pretty fair amount of games, but the games were always extremely lopsided. Like, I think maybe the only one that wasn't last year was like Hawaii and Colorado State, and that ended up being a huge boon for fantasy football. But this year, we get two good games, early game, Miami and Florida. Then we get the good one, Arizona, Hawaii. And we'll talk about that a little bit later this week. I'm kind of I'm committed to dropping one podcast a week, a day, not a week, a day. So we'll be talking about that situation for sure. Today, I just wanted to do the introductory podcast, get things out of the way, let you know what to expect from Student Body Right. First and foremost, it's going to be a podcast for people who love college football. We're going to be looking at it from all different kind of angles. And the good thing about me is I really don't care what anybody has to say about what my opinions are. Everybody has them. I look at things in a unique way. I'm not afraid to be bold. I'm very sick of constantly seeing takes that are just well in line with what everybody else says. It's just not fun. So there'll be plenty of wacky types of takes on my part. For me, it'll definitely be some game-by-game breakdowns. We'll hit some of the big ones, some of the ones that I think are going to be the most fun. We will do a little bit of fantasy, but mostly daily fantasy. I'm a pretty good to very good fantasy daily fantasy college football player. You can find me on DraftKings and FanDuel at Nick from CWE. So yeah, it's going to be a fun time. I think after the season kind of ends, we'll do more interviews and kind of bolster our content with a lot more written content. You could always check us out online at studentbodyright.com. That's R-I-T-E. Yes, it's spelled correctly. It's not supposed to be R-I-G-H-T. That's the actual formation, but this is kind of a different play on words there. It's R-I-T-E, studentbodyright.com. On Twitter, at StudentBodyRight, Facebook, /StudentBodyRight. Me, you can find me on Twitter at Nick from CWE. So, yeah, that's what we're looking at. Super excited for what the season has to hold. As far as who Nick from CWE is, he is a guy who got that nickname from a trio of independent professional wrestlers, most notably Johnny Gargano, but also Gregory Iron and Joe Dombrowski, who is an announcer, one of the best in the business. I ran a professional wrestling company called Championship Wrestling Experience from 2007 until 2011. A lot of the guys who worked for me are now on the big stages of the professional wrestling world, so that's always kind of fun to see. Immediately after that stopped, I really kind of just segued into playing daily fantasy, and I've definitely gone from being a lucky player to a bad player to a very good player, and it all comes down to numbers. It comes down to a tremendous amount of luck. But the luck is usually born from the amount of work that somebody puts in. So in the past 6 months, I've really seen my profit soar. I kind of had to make the determination that even though I wanted to play everything, I just had to focus on the sports that I could build a model for, and I had a solid process down for how I was doing the research. So really it's been NBA, college football, CFL, NFL, NBA, which I think I said twice, NASCAR, and the CFL. I've had several, I think I'm at somewhere between 18 and 20 four-digit takedowns thus far this year. And yeah, the year's, you know, kind of winding down here, but we have not played college football or NFL yet this year, so two big ones still to come that could add to that total. I'd love to make it a cool, like, 25 or so. That would be really, really good. So, yeah, college football season. We have some slates out. We're going to talk about those slates. I'll probably do the DFS. I'm thinking for this week I'll probably do just a college football overview and my thoughts on the year tomorrow. I think Wednesday we'll probably do. I like to do a how to play college football DFS podcast because it's so much different, I think, than playing NFL. And I think that's a consensus. I think most people really do feel like there's a pretty significant gap between, you know, NFL and college football. So what do I think will happen, just to kind of keep things, you know, moving along here? What do I think will happen in 2018, 2019, rather, in college football? I think you're going to have a hard time seeing Alabama and Clemson out of the playoff picture. First and foremost, their schedules are, like, laughably easy. And there's always surprises, and there's always going to be situations, especially when you get into conference play, you know, like week four on, maybe week five on, depending on how the schedule is set up, where you might have a layup conference game the first week of the season. But their schedule is laughable. They really don't have any tough, you know, out-of-conference competition. We've seen a situation where Alabama is able to go undefeated, lose the, you know, SEC championship game and still get voted in. So if you're a Crimson Tide fan, you have to feel pretty good about how things look for 2019. Same with Clemson. I think, you know, some things to consider with these teams is how good they may be for fantasy and daily fantasy purposes. Like, we want to play Travis Etienne. We want to play Tua Tagovailoa. We want to play these guys. But how many games are you really going to be able to get out of them where they're worth where they are being drafted? Let's just be honest. And we know Etienne, he's going to have some games where he's got like 220 yards and three touchdowns. We know Tua is going to have some games where he's put down 350 and four touchdowns and maybe even snuck another one in. But the reality of the situation is that happening against Duke? Is that happening week one for Tua? I mean, Tua is the highest-priced quarterback, I believe, on DraftKings in the main slate with terrific cash prizes, but I'm kind of sitting here saying to myself, I don't feel like it adds up. I can certainly see a situation where, you know, Brian Robinson, Najee Harris take a couple of touchdowns in. The defense certainly working against a quarterback that really only has a little bit of starting experience while Daniel Jones was out last year. We know this Alabama defense is stout, so we could potentially see one or more defensive touchdowns come from them. And if they've run up the score to 40 points by halftime or 30 points by halftime and they're ahead by that many points, 30 points, the other team scored a touchdown maybe, you don't know how much Tua you're going to see in the second half. So it ends up being like, for anyone who's familiar with the CFL, who, and it's probably no one, Matt Nichols plays for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He'll throw for three touchdowns every week. The problem is this dude will just be so ridiculously efficient that he'll throw for 150 yards and three touchdowns. And at the end of the day, you just don't get enough points from passing touchdowns that you can throw for that few yards. Even more than that, I think you have some other situations with Justin Fields at Ohio State, who, even though they're likely to roll, you know, you kind of feel like maybe they are going to want to get him more comfortable in game action and may kind of extend the leash a little bit longer. So for me, that's the kind of thing that really makes you wanting to trust those guys in daily fantasy a little bit testy. And we'll have our situations, I think, especially once you get into conference play and you're looking at situations where these guys are facing some of the tougher competition. They may be forced to play longer, and I think that's where you can kind of see more of the upside games from them. So, but back to the point of just general construction. I think those two are, you know, not shoo-ins, but they have to be the highest favored teams to make it back to another appearance in the college football playoffs. Outside of that, I really think it's wide open. We've seen in the past couple of years that Ohio State has done everything in their power to leave it up to the committee whether they're getting in or not. And rightfully so, you shouldn't get in when you're losing games that you should not lose, against Purdue last year, against Iowa the year before. And both of those situations weren't close losses, right? They were like beat down games where Ohio State just didn't look competent, didn't look like they were in it. And in a Big 12, Big 10, where you've still got a Wisconsin team that's going to grind through opponents, and you've got a Michigan team that I think everybody feels like should be better offensively, and that there's a new offensive coordinator in position to kind of maximize Shea Patterson's skill set. There's definitely some concern there. And then you look out west into the Pac-12, and I've heard a lot of chatter about Utah, and that's certainly a possibility there. You've also got Oregon, who has the perennial number one draft pick in the last two drafts. If he had come out this year, I'm reasonably convinced, even if Kyler Murray won the Heisman, Justin Herbert would have been the number one pick. Tough to say. Cliff Kingsbury might have had his guy in mind at that point, and that might have been more of his decision than anything else. After all, they're paying him money to construct an offense that he feels is going to work for him. So, you know, there's always the potential chance that something like an Arizona State may come out of nowhere. If the defense can play a little bit better, you know, in Arizona, and we see Khalil Tate maybe return closer to his 2017 form than 2018, you could have someone there. And then you head to the Big 12, and you know, Jalen Hurts going to Oklahoma. We saw what Baker did. We saw what Kyler Murray did. And Jalen Hurts has more game time, more starting experience than either of those two guys did when they entered the system. So it's going to be something different than what he was doing at Alabama under Saban. But good coaches know how to kind of mold their core philosophies around the type of talent that we're working with, that they are working with. So I don't see Lincoln Riley being confused on how to hurt Jalen Hurts. Hurts is a Heisman contender. He's got to be near the top, right? It's probably two and then Hurts, in my mind, which is interesting. That's going to be a great storyline all year if both of those guys really live up to the pedigree that's kind of set before them. Going to be very interesting to see how that goes. I really can't say that I see, you know, Texas is an interesting program. You know, Sam Ellinger really just came out last year and just put his foot on the throat of the competition and said, I'm here. So it's going to be interesting to see how that develops moving forward. Keontae Ingram, I think he's dealing with a little bit of an injury right now, but he showed some explosive playing ability last year. They've got Colin Johnson. They will miss little Jordan Humphrey, but they've got some guys, Devin Duvernay, I believe Brennan Eagles as well. Even though he was injured for a little bit, I think he'll be ready to go for the start of the season. So I think there's definitely some situations here that are going to make the 2019 season very interesting. I'm excited, like I said. I think you can tell that. This podcast should be a great outlet for me. You know, this one I'm keeping a little bit shorter just because it's really just meant to be an introductory podcast. I'm not trying to make it a situation where, you know, it's taking so long to do an introduction. We'll get in. I'm going to try to keep these around the 30-minute mark just so it's quick and easy enough to consume. So, yeah, really thank you for listening. Again, you can find us online at studentbodyright.com, at studentbodyright on Twitter and Facebook. You can catch me at Nick from CWE on Twitter. We'll talk more college football tomorrow. See you then.